This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Points down to 54.8. I don't know how to judge QBR. But
you're listening to Talk Sports.
Sitting here looking at the numbers, his QBR when he won the MVP was 117.1. Last year,
not nitpicking, that's quarterback rating. The quarterback rating and QBR is two different things.
Okay, no, you're right. So his QBR was 79.4 when he won the MVP.
I don't know what the hell that means. Like I said, I don't know how to
judge.
Let's
just go by the rate. Yeah. Isn't that the one we usually go by?
Yeah, the rating is what we usually use. QBR rating's different.
Well, forget QBR. Yeah. QBR throw it out, can go to hell.
Because no one knows what the hell it means.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
He had a QBR of 117. Went back to average in 2017.
QBR, he had a rating of 117.
Jesus Christ. He had a rating of 117. We still call it the quarterback rating, though, don't
I know,
we?
But you don't shorten it to QBR. You
what the hell is a QBR?
No one knows!
Jesus.
On 1340 WKGN.
I have a definition if you want it.
You can read it to me. I've read it a million times. I still don't know what the hell it means. To be fair, I don't really know what the hell quarterback rating means either.
All right, kicking off hour two here in the Fan Run Studios. Hour two headlines are brought to you by Craft Axe Throwing. Use promo code FANRUN to get a discount on your axe throwing experience. Go out there with the boys, go out there with the girls, date night, whatever you want to do. It's a fun time. Go throw some axes. They take care of us, so please try to go out there and take care of him. A great place over there, Craft Axe Throwing. Promo code FANRUN. Take advantage of that. But hour two headlines, Draven. What do you have for us?
Might as well stay in the NFL, Cam, as we continue to kind of recap the draft a little bit, talk some quarterbacks. You know what was interesting? We talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers' situation. We talked a little bit about Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Kyle Trask, Justin Fields, Andy Dalton. I did find it interesting. The Bears actually did, in fact, call Andy Dalton to let him know they were taking Justin Fields. The Bucks did tell Tom Brady, hey, we're about to take Kyle Trask. You cool with that? Brady's like, yeah, you know, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the Packers never told Aaron Rodgers about Jordan Love. Kind of interesting. What do you guys make of, letting the quarterback know about drafting a quarterback? Do you think that's fair? Not fair?
Yeah, especially with Andy Dalton, maybe not. You just be like, hey, just let heads up. This is, like, coming.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're still going in. I guess they're probably letting him know, like, you're still the starter for now. Like,
for now.
Yeah. Like, heading into the season, you're going to be the starter day one is the plan still, but we like his value, so we're taking him here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As far as Brady goes, you're just like, hey, we're trying to waste a draft pick, but we do have to think about the future. You know you're the guy, but we see good value here, and we're just going to go ahead and, you know, rock this out. So, yeah, and I think they definitely should have called Rodgers and been like, hey, I know you want a receiver, I know you want this, I want that, but we really value, like, this guy's really high on our boards. You know, you're still our guy, but also we have to plan for the future, so we're going to go ahead and take this guy here. It's just the thought that counts, you know? Like, give him a call, so.
Right.
Yeah, we'll probably get into a little bit with Aaron Rodgers later.
Yeah, I was about to say, some definitely things to unpack there as more reports, rumors coming out over the weekend. Just staying in the NFL real quick, we had some fifth-year options exercise. Your boy, Calvin Ridley, Cam, mm-hmm. he mm-hmm. looks like he'll be staying in Atlanta. They did exercise that fifth-year option on him. Josh Allen as well, quarterback, Bills. They have officially picked up his fifth-year option as well. So just a couple of key players. A couple of other key names. Cam, Hayden Hurst, probably no surprise here. They did not pick up his fifth-year option.
Yeah.
You draft Kyle Pitts, no surprise. The Titans also will not be picking up Rashad Evans' fifth-year option as well. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, he hasn't really deserved it. It's kind of a prove-it year from him coming up. And, yeah, I feel like drafting Monty Rice contributes to that as well because Mike Vrabel really likes Monty Rice, and he sees him as the kind of guy that can develop for a year and potentially take over that spot. And push Rashawn Evans, you know, to get back to what they thought he could be.
Yep. All right. So we'll see what happens there. We had a couple of other names here or there. Not a lot of big stuff. Looks like Van Der Esch, Cowboys. Doesn't look like he's going to get his fifth-year option picked up. Again, when you see this draft, I mean, probably not a surprise. You draft a bunch of linebackers. A little bit of competition in there. We did have next year's draft also announced. The 2022 draft will be in Vegas, April 28th through the 30th, so Vegas will be hosting it in that beautiful stadium over there. That'll be pretty fun.
Y'all coming with me?
You going?
Oh, I'm trying to go. I'm trying to be the one announcing the Falcons pick,
dog. Is John in Vegas right now, by the way?
Where is John?
Yeah,
I think that is where he's going,
He's in Vegas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's where he's taking a little brief vacay.
Yeah.
What a great place to be right now. I want to be in Vegas.
You ever been? You've been, right?
Yeah, I was there like March.
Is it worth the hype?
Yeah, you know it is.
Is it?
It's a great, great.
I just always worried it was one of those things that like you always hear about.
Yeah,
it always gets all
like parades
know.
Or right, you know, exactly. Like Mardi Gras. No, it's actually
parades. So yeah, that'll be something excited, looking forward to next year. We also have more news in the NFL. We had pretty much. I feel like is this the first player to actually switch his number that already had a former number? At least first big player as Buda Baker. He's gonna be switching from 32 to number 3.
Okay.
So there we go.
There was somebody else.
I feel like there was somebody else as well.
I can't remember either, but I did see it.
Receiver. I don't know, but we kind of talked about this. A lot of players haven't been doing this just because you have to buy out all the jerseys, you have to do all that. But
it was a running back somewhere.
I'm Googling it right now.
It was a running back.
I'm all over it.
But yeah, no, the buying the jerseys thing is a weird factor, but also. I guess to how many Buda Baker jerseys that are out there sitting on shelves? Probably all of them, most of them.
Patrick Peterson, he's wearing number 7 with Vikings.
Okay, that's right. Back to the LSU days.
Which he was joining a new team. Is there any guys that...
Kyle Pitts is going to go with the low-digit number.
Yeah, he's going to
8. A couple college guys.
Ja'Marr Chase is going to 1.
Yeah.
What was the... It was a running back that shifted in... I can't remember who
it was. Wasn't Dalvin Cook, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it wasn't Dalvin Cook.
He's got too many jerseys out there, yeah. Way too many jerseys out there.
Devontae Smith going single digit. Leonard Fournette, he's switched to number 7.
Okay. Gotcha. Is he still on contract with the Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is still. I think the Bucks brought him back.
Yeah,
got to check in on.
Still
Hayden.
Got some health and wellness checks on Hayden after a Friday.
any side effects, by the way? Since we're talking about
he
that over
me
the weekend,
it tasted good.
No, I did not.
Did you say that, Hayden?
No, I did not, Charlie. That's
think
garbage.
He said that.
I did not say that. I said it did not taste. It wasn't that bad.
I said, let's see. How'd it taste? Not that bad. I probably drank 20 bottles of water. Actually, it was pretty good.
Oh, I did not say that.
Wow.
I did not say that.
Wow. I will say,
the after effects, honestly, it kind of made me feel weird all day. I don't know why.
Like, stronger?
No, I kind of like...
More powerful?
Like, I was going to be sick all day, honestly.
Like a superhero powers? What are we talking about?
Are we unlocking something?
P-Man.
Moving on.
Hey,
man. What are
Bear
we talking
Grylls.
About? Sorry, I
just
asked.
Can't wait till Draven has to do his punishments.
Yeah, we do need to cook something up for that.
Yeah, we could do that. We could workshop that today, actually.
Oh, I love coming up with ideas for
yeah,
punishments.
We should do that. Mm. What do you think would be a good idea for Draven?
Chuck got a punishment, too. For he lost his four
bets
as well.
Yeah, but you got about like 5, Draven, so.
Well,
you have 5 punishments?
I don't know if it's that
or
many.
Or one big one?
2 or 3.
He's been putting them off since November.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
That's not true. You guys don't come up with anything.
I don't know. You did have,
way,
you did have your guaranteed
this.
Bet.
We're not doing
of
this.
A decade.
John's not here. We're not doing this.
Any of y'all want to make any board bets this week, by the way, just let me know, because I will.
Okay.
Hmm.
It'd take you up on that.
Yeah, I was about to say. Guess all we got to what, NBA? Maybe a little baseball?
Anything.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he said it.
Nationals going to win the division?
Oh, God. Here we go. We're not talking about that. Speaking of Washington and the Washington football team, how surprised are we, guys, that they did not take a quarterback in this year's draft? Ron Rivera discuss it a little bit.
They got Taylor Heineke, dog.
They're building that defense up.
It was interesting. You draft a defense player, first pick, some guys on the board.
I'm sorry.
Something funny over here, Chuck?
Titans' 4th round draft pick, Rashad Weaver, has been charged with simple assault.
Oh, my goodness.
What is going on with our scouting
What are y'all doing?
Really?
Do y'all not, like, vet these guys' character
Apparently
at all?
Not. Apparently not. I don't know. How do you...
The weekend? He didn't even make it a weekend.
Wow.
Man, I'm just so
did
excited
Isaiah,
I got drafted.
Did Isaiah,
I gotta go beat,
did Isaiah Wilson
up.
Make it through the weekend without anything popping up?
Maybe,
or at least the
maybe.
Next couple days? Is this
what
faster
is
than
wrong
Isaiah
with
Wilson?
Our scouting department.
Jeez.
Jeez, what a huh. Oof. Big oofs there, I guess.
Good start to the draft for the Titans, huh? I guess that grade may have dropped another letter or two, huh? Maybe more of a C-minus instead of a B-minus, I would say.
The report was filed on April 30th in Allegheny County. Its preliminary hearing is scheduled for October 5th. Incident occurred April 18th. So that means we knew about it.
You did know about it, huh?
So, and that's probably why he slid a little bit.
He still took it, okay.
Said a male later identified as Weaver... Oh, no. Punched a female.
Ah, so at least y'all are consistent on your D-line.
Oh, no.
I mean, I have mixed feelings about it.
Oh, no.
I was hoping it'd be like
you punched a drunk guy at a bar. No, a 5'7", 140-pound female in the head.
Oof. Not great. But okay, you got two defensive linemen that aren't afraid to hit anybody on the other side of the ball.
Well, he's got some aggression, that's for sure.
I can't back that. I can't support that.
That's all.
Just cut him.
Yeah, really. The fact that you guys drafted him with this information out here, right?
It's disgusting that we would do that. I mean, that's so disappointing.
I mean, nobody was making a big buzz about that, though, or
how
anything.
How did that not get found out? That's what I'm saying. If you get in a fight at a bar, that's one thing. But I mean, if you're hitting a woman, dude, like there's something wrong with you.
Right. Either way, well, not a good start for the Titans.
Why did it just ruin my Monday?
Sheesh.
What was the guy again? What was the name?
Rashad
Weaver.
Okay.
From Pitt.
Yeah. Defense man. Either way, moving on. We had, again, just talking about Washington not drafting a quarterback. A little surprise, guys. Again, Ron Rivera was talking about, he said it was a big conversation we had, talking about the quarterback position, talking about the young man that we really liked a lot, but we also talked about an opportunity to solidify some other things. And if we dealt too much capital, we'd lose that opportunity. Cameron, mistake that the Washington football team did not try to be aggressive, go after a quarterback? Or do you think you trust this quarterback room?
I'm sure they probably made a couple calls about Fields, up around the 11 pick like the Bears did. They probably felt it out a little bit. But, hey, they got Taylor Heinicke on their roster. They're doing fine. He came close to beating Brady last year in the playoffs. Roll with him. Roll with my boy. Let's see it. I want to see Heinicke out there get the job. I would love to see that. And, hey, Fitzpatrick, maybe he's got a year of magic in him again. We'll see. They have, their roster's pretty good outside of that position. So if you just get decent quarterback play, you'll be solid enough and have some building, stuff you can build on for the future. But, yeah, I wouldn't say mistake is the right word, especially if you thought, there wasn't any quarterbacks that you didn't value enough. So I would have called a mistake, but also, yeah, you probably would have liked to, especially as a Washington fan, you probably would have liked to get another quarterback in that room.
Yeah, I mean, especially like Trask still on the board there, maybe kind of take a flyer on him. Maybe it just wasn't their guy. I don't know. Going to the NBA.
She was pregnant.
Oh, no.
Lord.
Oh, no.
And it's getting worse.
It gets worse, too.
Is this all this information just coming out?
Before leaving the bar, Mr. Weaver, quote, stated to other officers on the scene that he had no problem hitting a female if they needed it.
Is it again?
Wait, why was a pregnant girl at the bar?
That's a life. I mean, Jesus.
Is all this information just coming out? That's what I'm confused about.
No.
Well, Chuck's storming out of the room, unhappy.
Him and Dave, you're having a Titans moment out there.
Like I said, I was going to go to the NBA real quick. Quick headline. Lakers, Dennis Schroeder, he's going to be out. Extended period of time, 10 to 14 days. This is because of the league's health and safety protocols. So, man, Lakers down bad a little bit, guys. Down bad.
Yeah,
another loss last night. And I guess that should kind of segue LeBron.
Yeah, I'm going to say we could talk about that after the break. LeBron out there whining again.
What do you know? What's new?
Yeah, what is new with LeBron? But, yeah, we'll catch a quick break here, and we'll come back and kind of talk about why LeBron is making headlines again. So stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right. Yep, LeBron's at it again. He's out here whining
again.
Now he's taking shots at the playing game. He's following the Mark Cuban route of when your team's in the playing game, you hate it. But when you're not in it, you don't have any thoughts on it. You don't comment on it. You leave it alone. But now that the Lakers are sitting in the seventh spot in the West, which is obviously the last spot that's in the playing game, LeBron all of a sudden thinks this is the worst idea on the planet.
I love the tweet with the pictures next to each other. And the first one, it talks about LeBron in late March of 2020. Here's the quote. You got Portland. You got Memphis, New Orleans, Sacramento tinkering around there. So if there's 5 or 10 games left, why not let those guys just battle it out? Make them play each other all 5 games. Wow, that's interesting.
Wow, it's almost like some sort of play-in games. Interesting. Evan, yeah, now his Lakers sitting in the 7th spot. And now all of a sudden he said, like, this is a loose quote. Everybody was like, whoever came up with that bleep should be fired. Like, okay, taking shots at a... Some people, they're just trying to basically put your vision into fruition, LeBron. You talked about this. You mentioned this. You're whining literally just because your team's in the playing game. That's literally the only reason he had a quote on this.
And I like LeBron. Listen, I think he is the GOAT. I really do. But my goodness, man, I have just never seen an athlete like come up with just so many excuses for everything.
Yeah.
Like he just blames everybody else but himself. It's just crazy.
I agree.
Like,
with
hey, LeBron. Maybe the fact that you've sat out all season is the reason you're in this playing game. The reason that you're complaining and want somebody fired. Like, what are we talking about?
You're 20 games fresher. You should be fine being in the playing game.
I'll never get over when he blamed his teammates for not being focused on basketball like a week after he took a day off when he was recording with like 2 Chainz the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That was the final straw for me. But LeBron is a real triple B. You know, baby back ribs, but replace the ribs. I mean, he's just a whiny coward.
And he's always playing victim.
And he is always playing victim.
Just always.
I've never found someone as wealthy and talented as him to find out more ways to be a victim. He is just one of the most, if not the most, annoying athletes on the planet. And he is impossible to root for.
Yeah, I'm not a LeBron guy either, but it is a little crazy that he's doing this. Like... Come on, man.
Nothing.
Like,
yeah,
you didn't say anything all year about it. You could have said when it was announced, like, I don't like the idea of this. More games for those teams. Not a great look. Could have said something like that, but he's like, oh, nope, crap. We're not actually that good. We're about to get into playing games. We're going to have to play some extra games before we go up against Utah or Phoenix or whoever. Now it's an issue.
How funny would it be if something happened and they didn't make it out of the play-in?
Oh, I mean, that's what I think he's worried about. That and a couple extra games before going into a big battle.
So happy.
Because he knows he's going to have to be on his A game going into, you know, whoever they get. You know, if they, you know, say they get the 7th seed and Utah's at the 2 spot right now.
Schroeder's out now, too.
Is that a possibility?
At least him staying in the play-in game is definitely a possibility. Portland's on fire right now. They're winning their games. They're the ones that jumped ahead of him to the 6th spot. If you lose a couple games, like LeBron's still trying to get back in rhythm. He obviously returned this weekend.
Because, Cam, honestly, it feels like a little bit of a panic move, too.
Yeah, LeBron,
because it's like, it's almost like, you know, you don't complain all season. You're over on the sidelines. You're having a good time. You're cheering on your teammates, whatever. You're shooting out you're shooting the movie. You know, you're doing your stuff in Hollywood. You're having a good time. It's all good and dandy. And then you finally get back on the court, and it's like, man, this playing game's all stupid. It's like, it really does feel like a panic because he does think, like, you know, I feel like all season we've continued to say, well, as long as the Lakers get in the playoffs, they'll be fine, right? As long as they're healthy, they're in the playoffs, it doesn't matter if they're a 6th seed, 7th seed, 10th seed, it doesn't matter because we're going to pencil them in as probably at least going to the Western Conference Finals. Now I'm like, maybe LeBron's starting to realize, like, hey, we're not as good as last year. Me and AD, we're not as healthy, we're not as productive. Like, maybe he's kind of looking around and thinking, like, I don't even know if we're going to get out of the first round. Like, is that... You guys say that's a possibility?
If they run into Utah and Utah's still playing as well as they're doing, or if they run into Phoenix, like Phoenix has been on fire too, it's a possibility if they're not all clicking together the right way. And, you know, like Schroeder's missing stuff for the health and safety protocols, stuff like that. So that's going to make it a little tougher on them in these next few games. He's obviously their big 6th man there. So it's going to be interesting, but yeah, it does seem like LeBron's just kind of panicking and like, okay, now that it's literally the Mark Cuban move where he was like, okay, I don't like this now that my team's in it. That's when you don't. It's one of those things. You don't think. It doesn't bother you till it happens to you, and now you're like, oh yeah, that is the worst thing in the world. You guys were right all along. Like, that's kind of where he is coming from at this point, and it's just. Like, go back to doing some more reshoots of Space Jam 2, man. Like, imagine, I don't know what you're doing out there, man.
Imagine how bad the officiating would be if we got a Grizzlies-Lakers game to decide the final spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, it would be very Lakers slanted, you would feel like. You see that that flop he had last night, I think it was, where he acted like he got hit in the face and man didn't even get touched? He didn't get touched.
The NBA needs LeBron in the playoffs.
They
so
do.
Bad.
Oh no, they do. They do, and they would probably pull out all the stops to make that happen. And I think they'll get out of the playoff playing game and at least be at 7 or 8 seed. Like they'll get out of the playing game. I think LeBron's complaining because he's more games, stuff like that. Well, bro, you just missed 20. You can do 5 more games, man. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. No, you're getting old, but you signed up for this. It's just, I don't know. I don't love it. I don't love stuff like that. Like, hey, just play the game, man. It's just what it is. Like, everybody else is in the same situation as you.
That's the thing. That's, you don't see these, like, the Mavericks have complained, but there's also, like, teams at the bottom of the East are not complaining, like, teams at the bottom of the West. Like, you don't see Memphis complaining. Like, they have to play potentially, Golden State in their playing game. Like, yeah, the Mavs had a little bit of complaint, but
it wasn't even really the Mavs. It was just their owners. Like, oh, now my team may not make playoffs. Now
I'm
concerned.
Any players complaining about this until now. And in fact, I mean, it's been pretty much all positive. People just think like teams aren't tanking as much. There's more competition, obviously. So,
Like the Wizards could have called their season like halfway through the year, and they've kept fighting, and now they're sitting in the 10th spot, and they're gonna get in the playing game and have a shot to make playoffs. It's stuff like that. And it just makes LeBron come off as entitled and thinking he's better than everybody else, but he shouldn't have to play in a playing game. That's kind of where like the image it gives off. And I think that's one of the reasons that you do have a lot of people that like get turned off by LeBron and stuff like that.
It would also rub me wrong as a teammate a little bit, just because it's like, LeBron kind of comes back and I guess expects everything to go smooth, everything to go great. They get beat by the Raptors last night, and he's all frustrated. You can tell he's kind of huffing and puffing a little bit, and then he has this quote. It's like, bro, you've been out for 20 games, and I get it. You're LeBron James. You're still probably the best player in the NBA, I would say. But, like, man, this whole, like, getting held to a higher pedestal, like, it's just like he's supposed to come back and everything's supposed to just kind of – a switch is supposed to get flipped on. It's like – LeBron's a little bit older. Like, does he have that same ability to kind of carry a team? And still, we're still coming off a bubble that was a shortened season. Like, he's been sitting out, but still, it's been a kind of a grind a little bit this year. So,
yeah, he also, I think, had a quote talking about, like, the injuries. Like, I don't think I'll ever be the same after this injury. Yeah. And stuff like that. He just seems to be hedging his bets on all angles here a little bit. And, it's a turnoff for a lot of people. And I can understand why at this point. Just not a good look. That coupled with, that flop that's trending everywhere now. It's just like, come on, LeBron. Like, he's had an interesting past few weeks.
Not a good past few weeks.
Yeah, not a great look for him the past few weeks. And, so he needs to get it together a little bit. Get his head on. I don't know if head on straight is the right term, but just focus on basketball, man. If y'all get out there and go, and it's not the whole shut up and dribble thing. Like, you can express your opinions, man, but this isn't the right thing to attack. Like, just go out there and win more games, and you don't have to worry about the playing game.
It looks soft. It does. Yeah. Like, complain about the playing game. It just looks soft.
Yeah, go just win more, man. Like, come back and boost your team to wins. That's what you should do. You came back and you lost. Hey, that one's on you. That's not on the guys who've been trying to hold it together for the past 20 games. Yeah. And they did a pretty decent job of staying afloat for the most part. They, it's not their fault the Trailblazers have gotten hot now and kind of passed them up. Like, they're doing everything they could without LeBron and AD for, stretches of that. So, just one of those things where he's got to roll with the punches, man. Just roll with the punches.
How many games we got left in the NBA? We're getting down to the nitty-gritty,
I counted it out, and most teams have 6 or 7.
Yeah, so. I must say, okay. It's getting to crunch time for sure. And then, obviously playing games will be right after that for sure. So it's getting to the crunch time of the NBA season. A lot of people still jockeying for playoff position.
Did you guys see the nasty crossover move Devin Booker put on Gobert over the weekend?
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a big game for Phoenix. Phoenix was. That was huge. Basically is now the one seed now.
What, are Todd for the one seed, right?
Yeah, but I think they have the tiebreaker over the Jazz at the moment. They're, you know, four teams have already clinched playoffs, and that's the Sixers, the Nets, Phoenix, and Utah. Clippers as well, actually. It's interesting because Denver hasn't quite clinched playoffs yet, but they actually have a better record than Denver. Than the Clippers, I mean. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting down the stretch here. Like, if you could just look at the West, 5 through 7 are all tied. Are all mm-hmm. tied. Tiebreakers have Dallas up at the 5 spot, Portland at 6, Lakers at 7. So it's a close race coming down the stretch there. And the East, you know, East as well is really close there. Knicks are a game and a half up on the Hawks at the 4 spot. The Hawks and Miami are tied, with Atlanta having the tiebreaker there for the 5 spot. Boston is a game back now from Miami in the 7 spot. Hornets, 2.5 games behind them, tied basically only half a game up of Indiana for the 9 and 8 spot. So we'll kind of see how that plays out, but going to be interesting down the stretch here. And, you know, playoffs will be fun for the NBA, but should be a good time. Should be a good time for sure, but we'll catch a quick break.
Playoff amp games. Just going to say, Bucks-Nets. That was a great game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys watched that. Giannis dropping 49, Durant 42.
KD.
Oh, yeah, that's tough to do. You know how high KD's release is and how tall he is, things like that. So, yes, definitely some great marquee matchups this past weekend, getting some of those top teams together, you know, kind of playoff previews maybe. So, should be a good final stretch of the NBA. We'll see how it all falls through, but we'll catch a quick break, and we'll come back on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Apex Pest Control is your complete pest management company.
All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit here and, you know, kind of talk a little bit about what's happening over here on Rocky Top as it's pouring down rain here now. Speaking of rain delays, Tennessee had one, and it helped them kind of come back in one of the games in their baseball game this past weekend. Another series win for them as they were able to win the series against Kentucky this past weekend. Baseball team looking pretty great so far. Some really good offense in a couple of those games where they're getting lots of runs. Bats were swinging out there for the Vols. Y'all know who they have next up in the next series?
Missouri, okay. And then number one Arkansas comes here, and then you wrap up the season on the road at South Carolina.
Okay, Arkansas. That would be a huge one.
Currently tied for first in the East.
Vandy losing. Well, they lose. Was it Florida over the weekend?
Lost 2 or 3 to Florida.
Pretty good opportunity with Missouri coming up, because Missouri is bad.
Worst team in the SEC, you would say, or at least SEC East, right?
I would say the worst team.
They need to take advantage of that then, for sure.
SEC.
Yeah, they better take advantage of that. It would be nice to get a nice clean sweep here going against Missouri, then heading into Arkansas. You know, help build that confidence for sure. It is coming down outside. But, yeah, no, baseball team looking great, handling business, doing good things. We got any Tennessee football news from the weekend? Anything popping off in the recruiting world? Hype will get more people. He's been on a decent streak.
We have been on a little streak.
Yeah. A transfer linebacker from Texas.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about him on Friday. That's a pretty big
it looks pretty certain that Juwan Mitchell from Texas will end up a Vol.
That's big. Sweet. We also had Jalen Snead, a four-star outside linebacker, 2022 class. Tennessee apparently has made at least the top five of his recruiting. So, yeah.
That's a start.
Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Oregon. Some of the other schools, so some decent competition a little bit. Texas A&M on that list as well. But, yeah, another linebacker. We need LBs.
Yeah, we do, especially ours weren't really great last year, to put it lightly, especially coverage-wise. So we'll kind of see, you know, Heupel's trying to build some people, add some depth there on defense. We're going to need bodies out there, especially if we're running such a fast-paced offense. We're going to need some people to rotate in a little bit, keep them fresh, stuff like that. But it's good. He's kind of seems like to be picking up steam a little bit here, at least a little bit. You know, we were super concerned, off the rip there a little bit that he wasn't really getting any recruits, losing people in the transfer portal, stuff like that. So at least we're starting to get names that we're on the board for, guys that are, you know, supposed to come here. We talked about it, how we also got some recruits last week, some commits. So Heupel seems to be kind of getting it together a little bit.
Settling in.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that does take time. Like, you're a new coach coming to a new place. Like, you got to take time to, you know, get that relationship with some of these players and also know what you're really selling with Tennessee, you know. It takes a second there, I think. Yeah.
I do like this Juwan Mitchell guy, though, from Texas. He reminds me a little bit, like, he could be a little bit of a Nick Bolton type, just a guy that does everything for a pretty bad defense, because Missouri wasn't very good defensively last year. So I feel like he's kind of that
hopefully he
tackle
can be
machine.
Nick Bolton.
I mean,
he had 3 sacks in 2019 when they brought him off the edge a little bit. Primarily played inside in 2020. He had 3 games with double-digit tackles, and they were all ranked opponents. So brought it against the best competition. That was in limited playing time too. So he'd be a good addition. I'm glad to see that Tennessee is hitting the transfer portal hard, because, I mean, really, anybody that is in the front seven of the defense at this point with Power 5 experience should be getting a phone call.
Oh yeah,
from
Josh. Oh, absolutely,
and probably is. And, you know, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Jay Hardy entered the transfer portal.
Okay.
It came down to Tennessee and Auburn last time around.
Yeah. Yeah.
His position coach and lead recruiter from Auburn, Rodney Gardner, is here at Tennessee.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
That could definitely be some talent that Tennessee, you would think, would be in the mix for.
Where is he from? He's from Tennessee, right?
Yeah, he's from
he went to Macaulay.
Right?
No, Chattanooga. He went to Macaulay.
Okay, yeah hopefully we can flip him back to where he should have came in the first place and get him here on campus. Like you said, we could use all the depth and help we could get on some places on this team. So take everybody. Like you said, yeah, if you got Power 5 experience in the trenches, come on,
warm
come on
bodies
down. Come on down,
football.
Yeah.
If you, or if even you, like lukewarm, like room temperature.
Yeah, as long as you can put on your helmet and get out there, we'll probably take you at this point. But
we'll help you button it up, buckle it up. Like.
Yeah, yeah. You don't even have to buckle up, to be honest, you know. Just let it ride. Let it
you
ride.
You talking about the helmets?
Yeah.
Oh, they got the pull straps now.
Oh, perfect.
All the flexes.
I don't like those.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I like them.
You don't like those?
No.
I liked them in high school. The only thing was, like, if you get, like, hit pretty hard, like right here, it just, like, break them.
You're talking about the ones that just, like,
the
you pull through.
The
yeah,
speed
okay.
flex ones.
Not the ones that just clip on,
no.
basically.
Like, so, like, you just, like, you zip them up, right? And then over time, you wear them enough in the sun, they get a little, like, delicate. They break pretty easy if you get hit, like, on the – if you pinch the plastic between their helmet and your helmet. So
I just feel like, you know, sometimes with the buckle ones, though, like the pop-in, like, if you hit someone right – those could pop off.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that was always a real annoyance, but I don't know. We were never allowed to unbuckle our helmets.
What do you mean?
At any point
could
in time.
Could just let it ride a little bit.
Sidelines, anything.
That's fair enough.
Really? Never allowed to unbuckle
on
it
the sideline, that's a little odd, but
not even for a drink of water?
No. Not even like water breaks
what
in
you,
practice.
What are you doing? Up downs if you get caught with your helmet
no,
on?
No, like actually. Yeah, yeah. that was like one of the rules is you can't unbuckle anything on your helmet.
Damn, who was your coach?
A crazy person.
Sounds like it. A little strict, huh?
Damn.
It sounds like the Speedflex little zipper things would be good to have if you're on that team, because you just let them out a little bit. They don't even notice, you know.
Yeah.
I've done something like that in my day. You had to be a star player to get the Speedflex, though, you know.
Ooh. Of course.
So you had a Speedflex, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I did. I had a brand new one.
Oh, okay.
They really
okay.
want to protect my
straight out the box.
They really wanted to protect my brain.
Mm.
They didn't care
big
about
brain
my brain.
Hayden needed protection. anything else in the recruiting world for Tennessee? I haven't seen a ton this weekend. You know, nothing really.
Got a couple guys in the portal, right?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Oh,
yeah,
Martavius French is. In
oh
the
yeah, French joined as well. One of those other
French and
character issue guys.
Isaac Washington.
Yeah, so two of the guys involved in that incident earlier
yep.
this year. I don't know. I can still see them maybe coming back. Probably not.
I feel like it's too late now.
I mean, Salter and Willis are obviously the other two that, and they appear to be staying on the team and coming back.
I sure
soon.
Hope so.
Well, I mean, that was a rumor that they're coming back sometime. Like,
so
like
no
later,
chance
later this month before summer camp.
So no chance Salter. Transfers.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Okay.
Just kind of makes you wonder when you have two of the four guys, like you said,
well,
transfer.
I think with them specifically, I know they said that there is like 8 1.5 grams of marijuana and two scales.
Yeah, intend to sell. Oof.
So I think it was those two had that charge, and I don't know if the other two did.
That's honestly what I was thinking, too, is that it seems like those two were the leaders of the four, I mean, in this incident. It seems like the rumor was that Salter was just, like, along for the ride trying to be, like, Mr., like, cool guy now that he's, like, the freshman on campus. And it seems like
probably.
He wasn't really involved in it that much, but he was still there, so you still get –
what's the clout of being being hanging out with those guys? Makes sense.
Could be a scenario where it's also like, no, don't get Caden in trouble. He's got the big bright future, the quarterback. Like, I'll take the blame.
Caden was the ringleader. None of them were even there.
that's what I'm saying. I feel like Caden may have had a hand in this. You know, just saying.
Somebody may have fallen. Other freshmen fall.
Yeah,
the sword
no one's falling on the sword for a 17-year-old freshman quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm just saying. I also find it hard to believe that he was just in the car for a little ride along with all this. That's also a little hard to believe for me. Well, I'm just saying he was involved in this. He was involved in this, Hayden.
He was just begging them to stop, guys. We have such a bright future ahead of us. Please.
Just toss it out the window, guys.
Don't beat that guy.
Oh, God.
Lord. Oof, thunder outside. All right, we're going to catch a quick break.
we need one.
Yeah, we need to catch a quick break here. We'll come back on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, back here winding down hour two as it pours down rain outside. What a plot twist. Knew it was going to rain, but it was looking nice this morning. And they just shoot us down and have us disappointed in this rain now. So
puts a damper on the day.
Huh? Severe storm advisory. Potential for pea-sized hail.
Oh, nice.
Say that one more time.
Pea-sized hail.
Hey, careful. Hayden may drink
pea-sized
it.
Pea-sized hail.
Hayden heard P and perked up over there.
He did. Cam,
yes.
Can I get an update on the dating app bio?
Oh, I have been doing some serious research so far. There's been more variety than I anticipated.
Okay,
there's been about 26
out of people.
How am I looking?
On the cheesy pickup line, I haven't even seen it yet.
Oh, what? No,
not today. I have not seen it yet today. Ah. I'm in the process. I'm going through one app today. I'm going to hit another one tomorrow, another one on Wednesday, and then I'm going to kind of just do combo on Thursday and Friday and hit them all.
I just
thought of something, though.
Yes.
I screwed myself taking that one.
Because of Bumble?
Because Bumble, they send the message first.
Yeah. I still have seen it before, but not in this research period. But day one on Bumble is what I'm on right now.
Well, no wonder. I'll make it up when you get to Tinder.
Yeah, okay. But no, it'll cover.
What was the pickup line, Charlie?
No, it's just send me a cheesy pickup line.
Yeah, that's
like in the bio. Okay.
So right now, the leader in the clubhouse is no bio. There's just girls are just leaving this thing blank. They are loving.
You figure it out.
Yeah, they're leaving it blank, or they mention the next highest up is they mention their major, or talk about their pets. Those are the next two highest, and we have had a lot that are just a combination of a lot of these. But right now, I have about 26 different varieties of bios, which is actually a little bit better than I thought. We'll see how it like keeps trending in that direction, and we're gonna calculate all the stuff based on the app, things like that, but. I'm a little impressed that there's this many.
How about you doubting them out there?
I know.
Doubting these date apping users. Come on, Cam.
Yeah, so my apologies to the generic women on these apps. I'm sorry. You're not as generic as I thought. But, yeah. Okay.
So how's mine looking, Cam?
You said the Jesus verse. Jesus verse is doing pretty good. I'm really have to calculate how many people I've swiped on because it's been a good bit. Good amount so far, but I got about 12 mentions of like Jesus, like number one.
Yeah,
you know, need the Lord in my life, need you to be following, you know, on that spectrum of stuff. So you're looking pretty solid. Draymond's obviously looking pretty solid. The dogs and cats, that's on the same spectrum. But, okay, we're getting some good numbers here. Science is important.
Anyone mentioned a ferret yet?
No.
If you find that person, you need to figure out how to match with them and probably just marry them.
Maybe, yeah. Ferrets together. Strong. I don't know. I judge other people, other ferret owners. Because I don't think many ferret owners are as good of ferret owners as I am. So it... Lots of times when I've met people that have ferrets, they just kind of like got them because they're like, oh, this looks cool. And I'm like, no, you don't actually know about ferrets.
What's a good way to be a ferret owner? What are the
do's and don'ts of ferret owning?
Okay, that's
do's and don'ts of ferret owning? Oh, well. One, you're not supposed to leave your ferret in a cage all the time. A lot of people do that. They just leave them in there. They bring them out as like basically, for lack of a better term, like a party trick. Just like show people like, oh, look, here's my ferret. Boom, and it runs around a little bit. They put it back in the cage. Ferrets are companion animals. They need to be out. My ferret's literally only in her cage if she's sleeping. That's the only time she's in there. Besides that, or if I'm not home and, you know, don't need her out getting into trouble while I'm not home. So besides that, and when I'm not home, she's usually sleeping. She adjusts to my schedule enough that when I'm home, she knows. She wakes up. She's ready to rock and roll. Besides that, she's in her cage sleeping, doing her thing. And it's important to let them out and let them run around and have their free time. They're companion animals. They need the attention. They need the exercise. They need the fun. They're very curious and smart animals. They need something to, you know, keep their mind going.
Can ferrets play fetch?
Yeah, you can teach ferret fetch.
Does your ferret play
fetch? I haven't taught her a ton of tricks. I let her freelance. I don't like to put restraints on her like that.
Am I wrong in saying this, but can't you almost teach any animal how to fetch? Essentially,
there's a lot.
I mean, others are easier than, you know. I mean, I'm sure a dog is easier than a cat to teach them how to fetch because that's what they do. But at the same time, you could pretty much teach any animal to fetch, right?
Lots of them, yeah. I mean, it's a time and, you know, it's a time commitment. Like,
at least mammals.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you could teach some birds. Some birds will do it. You know, you get some pretty smart little pet birds, stuff like that, parrots and stuff. But yeah, and the fetch is a doable thing because it's just kind of like almost. Instinct a little bit for some of these animals, but
how big of items can a ferret fit in its mouth though? Like,
I mean, she'll drag stuff. Like, if it's like she likes some of my sweatshirts.
Like, would a ping pong ball be too big to play fetch with?
Yeah, I don't think she could get around.
What about
a ping
pong
ball?
Is that too small?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want her having that in her mouth. I don't want to risk her swallowing and choking on it. You know,
safety first.
Yeah.
Chuck, safety first.
I'm trying to figure out what a good item to even play fetch with in the first
place. Oh, she likes socks. Mine loves socks. you ball up a sock, she'll play with a sock all day. It's hilarious.
You're a ferret and John Reed both, just big feet people.
She does like shoes. She does. She is a big shoe person.
Wow. What do you know?
She's a good time, though. Ferrets, love it.
Have you met many other ferret owners?
I'm just curious. Here.
You know, you're the first ever ferret owner I've ever met. And I was actually trying to look up, like, right then, like, what was the percentage of people owning ferrets? Because I was kind of curious.
Yeah.
But can't really find anything good.
Well, they're the third most owned companion animal, which, I mean, there's only so many of those. It's like dogs, cats.
I mean, dogs, cats, and ferrets. Hamster would be higher.
I think ferrets are the third highest in the U.S. And also, I don't think they really consider, like, hamsters companion animals. Companion animals are more of the ones that, like, you have out of the cages, that you go take to vets to get, like, vaccinated, stuff like that. They're pretty popular across the country, but also, you know, you don't really see them a ton either. It's just dogs and cats outnumber them so much. It's, I don't know.
I'll be honest, you're the first ferret owner that I've met that's not really weird.
Well, I guess I appreciate that. Yeah.
You're probably like the fourth I've met, but the other three are just all like.
Yeah, there's some weird ferret owners for sure. That's what I don't really.
Me and two of my friends met him at the bar, and they ended up talking to him about his ferret for like 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And now one of my friends wants to get a ferret.
Well, if he's got any ferret care. Well, I would recommend there's a ferret shelter out in Bristol. That would be my recommendation.
Is there really?
Yeah, if you want to, I always say adopt, don't shop. And a lot of the ferrets you get from pet stores are all from the Marshall Pet Farm, Marshall Ferret Pet Farm, and it's just a ferret mill. It's not good conditions. They just They have health issues. They just, you know, mass produce a bunch of ferrets. They got a monopoly on that in this country. So I try to either get it from a private breeder, which will be a lot more expensive, or I go adopt because, like, okay, yeah, even if they came from a Marshall place at that point, still needs a home. I'd rather adopt one than go buy and keep, you know, encouraging
the
system.
Bring justice to the Marshall pet.
Like, I adopted mine. I adopted mine from somebody that was giving her away. So, got her. Almost adopted. Young Williams had a couple recently. Was trying to adopt them. Unless he didn't get them. I'm still mad at them about that. I almost went out to Bristol and got two more. There's two more at Bristol. They sent me the application form. I haven't committed because I have to figure out time to get out there. But, you know, yeah, adopt on shot. Get you a ferret if you love ferrets. Ferrets are good pets. They're fun pets.
Well, there you go. If you're wondering about ferrets, litter you just got them. The best yeah. lesson right
there. They're sweet. They have as much energy as dogs and puppies. You play with them. You
what about, train what about them a ferret like a and a dog? How would that go? Would the dog attack the ferret?
Usually they can be friends. Ferrets and cats usually get along pretty well. Dogs as well. It's just always one of those things, you know, anytime you introduce a pet, you know, got to do it safely, stuff like that. It always helps, of course, if they grew up together, starting young, recognize, you know, that they're, you know, borderline brother, sister, or whatever. So that's always one of those things. But, no, they usually get along with animals because ferrets like to play rough a little bit, too. So, like, they're cool, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I'd say always be safe when trying to introduce them. Like, I haven't really introduced her to a ton of other animals. I've done a little bit, but nothing too crazy, so.
Could you teach the ferret to ride a dog?
I mean, they would jump on the back of one, for sure, but I don't know if you could be like, hey, like, giddy up, and the ferret ride like that, but, nah, you could teach some basic tricks to ferrets, for sure. But, they're a good time. Would recommend. Big ferret person. But, yeah, so I just rambled about ferrets for the last 10 minutes of hour two here.
I feel like they look like they've heard about this for a while and they didn't want to hear any more about ferrets.
Probably not.
But I'm glad. I'm informed now.
Audience probably really doesn't want to hear about ferrets either, but, you know, they're out there. They exist. Ferret lives matter. But that's it in hour two. Come back on the other side with headlines in hour three. Play some winners and losers of the weekend. And we'll keep it moving. Stick with us on Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.